Hi there, thanks for checking in. We're certainly living in some strange times right now, and quite frankly, we could all do with a bit of a pick-me-up. So my name's Miles. I work for Team Bath, which is the family of all things sport at the University of Bath. And I'd just like to share with you my own personal experiences about how the good old-fashioned bicycle, how it's shaped my life for the good, and hopefully it's going to get me through this this nasty old pandemic. So give it a listen. Four short, punchy podcasts, 5 to 10 minutes long each, that's all. And you never know, it might transform your life as well. Thanks for listening and stay safe. The COVID-19 pandemic, it feels like a war against an enemy that we can't see, which has its own emotional stresses. When we first went into lockdown, my very first day away from work, I generally felt quite panicked, which was quite scary. I felt trapped in my own home, scared to go out, scared to go to the supermarket. I also quite quickly became poorly with a virus, a bug with COVID-like symptoms. It was ambiguous as to whether I actually had it or not, but it was pretty grim. And my over-imagination, which is typical for me, self-analysed if I was infected with something life-threatening. But this isn't a tale of woe, so don't switch off just yet. Although there might be a slight sting in its tail, as you will see. But apart from my periodic momentary swells of anxiety, generally I could not be happier. I'm taking something on a daily basis, so what is this wonder drug? It's free, you don't need to go to a chemist, and the only side effects are endorphins with possibly a slight bit of smugness to boot on the side. Of course, I'm talking about cycling. Now, before I was over my illness, which fortunately I overcame, I had a sense that I was safe at home and vulnerable outside. But now I have a new hierarchy. I feel safest outside on my bicycle. The roads are quiet, it's nice and sunny weather, less traffic. Now, let me explain. When I'm at home, I'm exposed to my mobile telephone, the radio, the TV, chats with my mother, which invariably will involve discussions about the virus, and also strategically thinking about work and how we can overcome this thing and get ourselves back into a financial footing post some degree of normality. So I'm constantly being bombarded by elements of the virus and making me think about it. Whilst I'm out on my bike, however, I'm immediately afforded headspace, sense of freedom and liberation. I'm lucky where I live in Somerset that I'm surrounded by countryside, forests, all on my doorstep, opportunities to explore, connect with nature. Notice the smallest things when I'm out on my bike. Inevitably, although in my head I think I'm going pretty swiftly, I'm much slower than when I'm in a car. Furthermore, when I'm out in the car, we're all going from A to B, generally looking for the fastest route possible, which means that we're taking the least attractive, busiest roads. When you're out on your bicycle, you can choose quiet and beautiful routes, taking your time, soaking it up, stopping, taking photographs. I use a social app, networking app like Strava, for me to deposit my activities and share them with my friends. And that gives an opportunity for a sense of community, a bit of banter and inspirational comments as well. Lots of thumbs up. Again, it's an opportunity to explore our surroundings. So the other opportunity that cycling has afforded me is an opportunity to get out maps and explore maps. These are really beautiful things. And I'm not talking about getting out Google Maps on your tablets or on your mobile device. I'm talking about getting a good old school, old fashioned map out, spreading out over the dining room table and poring over its contents. It's a really therapeutic experience, an opportunity to study your locality. Work out cycle routes that take in areas that maybe you don't know, you're not so familiar with, or we haven't been for some time because they're off the beaten track. Look at your local history, earthworks, burial mounds, castles, historic buildings. Build them into your rides. Again, discover your surroundings. When you're out again, stop, take photographs, share them on your social media, share them with your friends. If you pass a nice bench with a vista or a grassy bank on the side of the road or something like that, stop, soak it up. If you come to a tough hill, a tough climb, don't hesitate to get off and walk up if you want to. Don't feel bad about that. You're out there, you're enjoying the climb, you're getting fit, clearing your head of all the emotional stress. So, whilst we wait for a vaccine to cure all, don't reach out to the medicine cabinet for help. Let me put you down for a daily dollop of exercise, cycling indeed. Pop that on your prescription, maybe 2 to 3 times a week. That should be sufficient. It's a winning formula, all right? You won't look back. You will thank me, Dr. Miles. Now, if you're anything like me, you may end up spending all of your spare, hard-earned cash effectively on Lycra and new bicycles. Sorry about that. I did tell you there was a sting in its tail, but trust me, it's worth it. If you enjoyed today's podcast, check out the next instalment where you can discover how your bicycle can reconnect you with your youth and those carefree and exuberant days of your childhood. Thanks for listening, guys. Happy riding and stay safe.